You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Shalom. Aloha. Welcome to Cruise Wine Presents the Man Dog Pod. It's the Improv and Conversation Podcast. As always, I'm Dan Lippert, and we are here in person with our guests today. First of all, it's my co-host, Ryan Rosenberg. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, what's up, Dan? How you doing?
I'm good. How
Thank
are you?
Thank you for that shout-out, by the way.
A shout. Nice.
Yes.
Ryan's got some fans in the guests
today. Well, tonight,
fans in the guests.
I figured fans we'd do it guests. A little different. I invited a couple of my personal fans to the show. That was for Dan, of course.
Yeah. Oh, they're not just your fans. They're my... What's
Haters,
the fan? Haters.
Yes, that's haters. Right. That's right. They're your haters, my fans. But we are here with the wonderful Dickie Copeland and Jessica Jardin.
Hi.
Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
This is so fun.
And this is a fun in-person backyard record. So if you're just on the free version listening on Apple Podcasts or whatever, there's a whole bevy of stuff you can get over at our Patreon, patreon.com/you'rethemannowdog. You'll see us chilling in Dan's backyard. We've got a wonderful wine. What is the drink you made for us, Dan?
These are strawberry Negronis.
Strawberry Negronis are delicious.
Gin, strawberry infused.
Negroni. Sometimes you almost got a genuine boo from me. Campari?
Campari, yes. Strawberry infused Campari, self-infused. And then sweet vermouth with some strawberries and rosemary.
You got to mention that ice, too.
And, of course, there's some ice.
It's like
it's crushed ice from the refrigerator.
But it's
usually
nice crush.
Negroni, you got that fancy
I like it better with
ice.
Crushed.
It feels like more of a summery drink, yes. Which is a crushed ice.
I think this is the epitome of summer. There's also a strawberry garnish on the glass.
There's a garnish on
the glass. If you're not paying to watch and look, the glass has a strawberry on the edge.
It's worth $5 alone to see.
I truly believe it. Also,
I'd pay $5 for that drink.
I'd pay $22 for that drink.
You would pay $22?
Me too.
Well, so we'll get into this. We went to Dan Tana's. You two also went to Dan Tana's recently before seeing John Mulaney at the Troubadour.
Same week.
Dan Tana's, of course, the famed Italian restaurant in West Hollywood.
Yes, it's a name I knew, but I didn't really know what the deal was. Right. I looked it up and
was
kind
that your
of got
first
the
time?
History. First time there. We split. There were four of us. We split most of the food. Two entrees, two appetizers, and a bottle of wine.
And then, romantic.
Very romantic. Mm-hmm. Well, there was four of us.
Yes.
And
less romantic that way.
Slightly less romantic.
Four is not romantic.
Slightly less romantic.
I was trying to have a romantic evening with Ryan's girlfriend's friend, but she wasn't having it.
That's right. None of us were, if we could be totally honest.
Nobody was. I was not even me. I was being too into it. But $240. An unbelievable price. It was almost disgusting.
I was going to say, that is the hardest part of Dan Tana's, is it feels there's a really big current of LA places that feel cozy, cute, throwback, and then the bill comes and you're like, joke's on me.
Yeah,
oh,
jokes,
all
absolutely.
These plates were $30. And how do you not even know it?
It didn't occur to me till after the show we saw that we didn't each get entrees.
Yes.
That was the price for two entrees and three starters.
Right.
And then drinks.
And they got us with the carafe of wine.
They got us the carafe. But all coming back to say, I ordered a martini, and it was $20. Mm-hmm. And that really bowled me over. It's not like a crazy, crazy price.
It was
price
filthy. For, they made it was it a filthy.
I asked for it dirty. They made it filthy. Yeah. But it was good. But it was expensive.
And how was your guys' experience? You ate at or drank at the bar?
I've been there for dinner, but... I've always loved that bar. That bar gets really, really busy, like especially on weekend nights where it's just like pack, pack, pack.
Right.
So I've always wanted to just like sit and chill at that bar because I know it's like a good martini bar. And so roped Dickie in. We posted up at 5 when they opened.
Love it.
I got a teeny. Dickie got champagne.
A split of Moët.
Oh,
that made me laugh, though, because
split.
I don't... You didn't ask for Moët, right?
I did
you
not.
Just said... That's what made me laugh.
I said, house
your point,
champagne.
She said, champagne. And then it was a split of Moët. And I was like, okay. Right. And it was great.
That's what happened with our carafe. He was like, I get you like a carafe of the house thing. It's like $40 or something like that. And then it was like, oh, it was more expensive than the house wine. And it was like $50.
Yeah, I think we had three drinks and it was $900.
It was also funny, too, because I'm remembering when we first sat down, Jess made like, you know, that little classic joke to me where she's like, hey, you know, drinks on me or whatever.
She got the tickets.
Yeah,
she got the tickets to the show. Yeah. So I turned to her and I said, drinks are on me.
Yeah. And then some lady halfway down the bar was like, drinks are on you. And we were like,
it got me good.
Did you buy drinks for anybody else? No.
Nah.
Thank God. Good boundaries.
No, I good said boundaries. Good ear. And then I turned hard.
Yeah, she
good
gave
ear,
her
ma'am.
Big shoulder.
Gave her the big shoulder. Muscled her out.
And the other big sleeping piece of information is that we all separately saw John Mulaney.
Yes.
At the Troubadour.
Yes.
Right next door. I don't know how you guys felt, but for me, it was a very cool, like, L.A. experience.
Yes.
Maybe one of my top ones.
Yeah.
Because also I knew Dantana's but had never been.
Uh-huh.
And it was just great to finally go and then also do the Troubadour. They're right next to each other. It just feels like a cool little thing.
I felt the same way. The idea of, I've never combined the two.
Yes.
And so I've been to the Troubadour, I've been to Dantana's, and I was like very ecstatic to combine them. Uh-huh. Also, a very small little note, if you go to the, one of my favorite things about Dantana's, if you go to their website, they have like an about Dantana's, like the history of Dantana's, and it's just celebrity name dropping. It's just like, oh, and you know, you can look up and you can see. But my favorite part is it has a sentence that is around midnight, the Red Hot Chili Peppers blow in.
Every night?
Yes. It's written like it's nightly.
Like blow in off the street is what they're saying?
Like the, they've like been the partying. Wind. Who knows?
That makes it like, sounds like they have their instruments on them.
Right. Like it hasn't been updated in years. And that maybe it is post-COVID.
I see. But
it used to be like, you may look up and see blank over by the bar. Blank. And it was like, or maybe you look at the door right as the Chili Peppers blow in from the Troubadour.
Right.
Be careful waiting in line. Bob Seger's known to take a long time in the bathroom. Yeah.
It's just going to be the silver bullets and that's what you're going to get.
It was very LA. It was like very, very LA.
We sat in the Lou Wasserman booth, who's like a famous agent of yesteryear.
Yeah.
And we looked him up and he has he's from that classic era where the look was to be as skinny as possible, have as big of hair and glasses as possible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All the body weight is hair and glasses.
Yes. And he's got those big, chunky black frames that are like, I picture old women wearing them, but like there's a type of old
pink,
man.
Right?
Yeah, they were tinted cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But definitely an old woman's look. His BMI is like 15 more with the glasses on. Yeah.
It's really funny to be top heavy, but just like from the eyes up.
It's like a baby.
Every picture of Lou Wasserman is a tipped over.
Yeah, you got to be careful with him. Yeah.
I didn't think of it much as like an LA night, but more so because you're right, it was, especially that Dantana's thing. But see it like I do associate and forget some of that LA. It's like, oh, you can see the person that before they do the thing, like seeing Mulaney like trying out his material or whatever.
Which and there's cool stuff in LA that's small.
Yeah.
Like normally you would see Mulaney in like a stadium or like not a stadium, but like a theater, like a large theater. And we were like, you know, I could have hit him with a jelly bean.
You know what I mean? Yeah, if you had better aim.
Yeah, or if you would have sold me any jelly beans. Right.
You picked such a small object to hit him with.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. What do you throw? Yeah.
I see.
What is the thing that is a better reference for that?
Rock is usually what they say. Throw a rock and you can hit
him. A penny?
But you didn't want it to sound violent.
Yeah, I'm in a place, I'm eating snacks is what I was thinking. Like I'm eating, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But thoroughly enjoyed. I thought Mulaney was great. I was glad to see him back out there. And it was pretty interesting.
Yeah. I thought he was like Dantana's and he was also very name droppy, which I appreciated.
In a very purposeful
want that.
Way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's also part of his whole persona, I think, where he's like, I like attention. Yeah. I kind of like being famous, but in a very endearing way. That's
wink,
like,
but serious.
I'm like Lou, 95% serious, 5% a big, big wink.
Yeah. You know? Because he talked about all the famous people at his
intervention.
Mm-hmm. But it was just interesting to see somebody be like controlled but open.
Yeah.
In an interesting way. Like, usually it's controlled but controlled, mm-hmm. and it's still really funny, but this was, like, controlled but open. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did he really crowd the front of the stage for your guys'
performance? At the beginning, he really
He stood, like, right at the front a lot of it. We probably shouldn't tell too much of the material.
No,
yes, I don't want to tip it too much.
We don't want to tip the material. The
you guys remember? Cool. I'm just kidding.
This whole show, it's an hour of us kind of half remembering.
Recalling a thing that people are going to later see and be like, oh, this was spoiled for me, but it also wasn't fun the first time.
They hit the punchline, but not why it was funny.
Yeah.
With none of the resonance.
Yeah. What are your... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say a big highlight for me and Dickie was we were starving and we were getting drinks at the bar downstairs. And I hadn't been to the Troubadour in like probably 10 years. Like, I don't really remember the last time I was there. And then like a mirage in the corner, I was like, is that a little tiny fast food restaurant?
Oh my God.
Is there a little like... burger shop in the corner of the Troubadour.
There sure is.
I thought I was going to cry tears of joy because we were starving. And
did you get some?
Oh my God. We got chicken strips. We got fries.
This is honestly perfect because as a quick interjection, Ryan pointed to that and said, next time we got to eat.
Because we had had a big dinner. I had already eaten that meal. I was like, God damn it.
It's like a husband and wife. They were delightful.
Yeah.
They are just like cooking up a storm. I saw her open the big like Orida bag to shake out her fries.
That's how you know it's good.
Yes. And like, it was perfect. And we just like, also the bartender, we got tequila sodas and it was, I felt really old because they were too strong.
I watched Jess take a sip and put it, we were the front row balcony. So we had that little lip on it. I watched her put it down. Never touch it again.
It was too strong.
Wow.
That thing had two straws in it.
And then I was like, I'm a new age where a drink can be too strong.
Like the flavor, or you were like, if I finish
this, it was just like a cup of tequila,
too,
and I was like, drunk. I'll be dead.
Yeah.
Like, I'll die.
I can't have this.
I can't drink this. Yeah, and I kept waiting for it to water and being like, it'll water. Like, you know, with a nice coffee, you let it just like marinate all day. I was like, I'll just let it marinate during the show. And then every time I was like, every time I was like, nope. Can't do it.
Well, because at a younger age, I feel like the instinct is like, well, I'll just chug this and I'll get a weaker one next.
Yes.
So, and I'll enjoy the sip of that. And it's like, well, no, I don't want to kill myself tonight. Yeah.
I was just like, I would like to. I'll also say it also felt really intense to be listening to somebody talk about like a journey of like addiction and sobriety and be like sucking down the strongest possible drink and being like, blah. Right. So I was like, I'll leave present. I'll hold on to my brain a little.
Out of respect for the artist, I'll be present tonight and not break this straw.
As we peer down from like our crow's nest. Yeah. Like, try to peer at
me. Tell me about your suffering. I paid. Tell me. You two have been friends, good friends, for a long time. Do you have like highlight memories of events that you've done together?
What a fun question.
Wow, what a fun one. Like things we've gone to together, like big nights out?
Yeah, whatever. Like, I have a pretty fond memory of your birthday at the last DCM we all went to.
Yeah, that was one that was bubbling
Dickie's
to the surface.
Dickie's birthday is always a historic one for me.
Because the Del Close Marathon always happens late January, June.
Yes.
Or used to. And it was like, it's like the big improv festival, 3 days, all night, every day, all day. And it took place during your birthday, or like shortly after, or was it? No, at midnight.
Sometimes. Your birthday, yeah,
June 30th,
and we happened to run into our friend Fran, or did she like hit you up or whatever?
She came and met us because she was supposed to fly to Greece.
Yes,
and her flight got canceled, and she texted and was like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "We're having a crazy DCM night out in the East Village," and she came because she didn't have a flight till, but it was at like 8 a.m. But she was like, "I'll come meet you," and she met us that night. To just party and bought us all shots, which Dickie cried over, and then she made fun of Dickie.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that made me cry. I'm not a crier.
Yeah.
They're like my favorite pictures.
Yeah, I think that's exactly.
And then it's big time.
It's because I turned 1 year older. Yes, that much. I clicked that much closer to sentimental.
That's right.
Yeah. You know what's a funny part of that night that I remember? Because I was actually, for whatever reason, going through that story, that Instagram, or maybe it was Snapchat, but... I remember you texting, I believe, Rosie, saying, I can hear you guys outside. And Dan was throwing me in a trash can.
That's Dan's favorite DCM activity is to, look at all this trash in New York. We got to make a joke.
Definitely, yeah. You took over for John that year because the bit was always that John loves the trash.
Yeah. And mine was more like you were placing me on a throne.
I was placing you into the
game. Yeah, it was like a very sweet, like, here's my queen. And I was like scream laughing. Jess is scream laughing and Rosie texting us like, I can literally
in
hear you.
In a hotel room inside of a building.
That's like the really cool thing about New York is that there's so much going on the street that you're never being disruptive.
No.
And
you don't
so
have
you
to
can
worry.
Really like do whatever in public and like nobody even really sees it.
Also, my feeling in New York is that if you are being too loud, it's the only place where people are like, shut up and right. like scream at you and you're like, got it.
Got it. I know the limit now.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. If I do anything in LA, I'm like, oh God, it's so quiet over here. Like I'm being weird and everybody can see it.
But that's a big event. Your birthday is like, I mean, Dickie knows this. Her birthday is a holiday, an annual holiday for me. I celebrate
it.
I really celebrate it harder than most holidays.
Full cups of tequila.
Yeah. I spammed her all day on her birthday this year.
I literally woke up to a FaceTime from her. I was like in the dark and on the lights.
I was so proud. Hello? I got her as she woke up like, what the fuck? And I was like, come on,
oh my God. And were you still asleep or had you?
No, I've been up for hours. Fully awake. I'd already put up my entire Instagram acknowledgement, sorted all my photos. I'd accomplished a lot of work.
She'd done it.
A quick aside. Uh-huh. If this is anyone's first time listening to this podcast, sometimes our neighbor, Mike D., will be DJing while this is happening. So if you can hear the music.
Who is he DJing for?
Himself.
Oh, cool.
He just like works in the backyard a lot.
Yeah, he just works and plays music.
I like it. It's cool.
It's good music. But that's if you're hearing it, that's what's happening.
And if you're not, we're sorry.
We're sorry because it rules.
Is that a level on the Patreon where you can hear the music?
Yeah. We should put a mic up right there.
That'd be funny. Just leave it on the ground over there.
Yeah.
But if you're not getting video, you really are missing out on like golden hour.
It's so nice.
It's beautiful. Folks, you gotta be here. It's a beautiful night. In LA in the summer.
You have to be here.
You're not invited.
So many of you.
You're not invited, but you should find a way.
You just gotta be here.
Like Dan will pick you right up, put you right in the middle of the hole of the trash can, you know? Not the rim, but like right in the little hole.
Right.
I was gonna say, actually, one of our most, like, when I think of like, when have we gotten most like dolled up or done a thing, which we've done a fair amount of, one of the ones that actually pops in my head is our downtown night, the four of us.
We saw a play.
Yes. Uh-huh.
We had a chicken that listeners of this podcast will know, have heard of.
We talk about it so much.
As recently as last week.
Chicken?
The Odium chicken. Because we want to make it. And it just never happened.
We've talked about it for way too long to have never made it.
Then this is a good reinforcement.
Yeah. Right? Yes. This makes you look less crazy.
We went downtown, went to Birds and the Bees. Is that what that place was
Birds
called?
Birds and the Bees is the cocktail lounge. Yeah.
And Odium, which was like a great meal. And then we saw a play.
Yep.
I don't remember really much.
It was a big house. It was something about a family.
It was good.
It was like very theater.
Yeah, it was very theater. Everyone loves the play. It's like a hugely like popular play among play people. I'll never remember what it's called.
It was one of those, it's just about the American family.
Yeah.
It was a lot of rooms.
A lot of rooms.
The post 9/11 play?
I think it maybe was.
Yeah. Where? But it was influenced us. We decided to become theater heads after seeing Straight White Men.
Oh, which is now especially timely.
Which is a very big experience starring Armie Hammer. I don't know if anyone listened to the podcast before and after that, but a few of us had a little less weight in the tummy after seeing that.
Also, that's a very funny performance because we went after a very late night DCM night, and I was probably the closest to death hangover-wise I've been in like my life. And the whole thing was, remember, you walked into the lobby and it was purposefully jarring. It was like loud, loud techno and really intense lights because it was like a purposeful choice. And it was the closest I ever thought I would die of a hangover. Yeah. Like, I 100% was like,
I remember they were handing out little earplugs to the older, because everyone's big theater in New York is like 75 plus. Right. And Jess was like, can I get
I 100% was like, I'm going to die before I even saw the play. I will croak in front of Armie Hammer.
Was that the same year that at the party space at DCM, they had those like salted beers?
Yes. Oh, yes. No, I think it was the year. I think it was a different year, but that was another year of death.
This was the year Dan tried to throw me over the roof of.
Yeah,
the-
that was fun.
Oh, this is painting a very interesting picture.
Well, it is. We're talking about true moments, right?
The highlights, I mean, they definitely happened.
Interesting relationship we're seeing. Sure.
You're getting tossed.
This guy's taking out the trash.
You're right, you know, you're getting tossed.
So fun. Oh,
especially if you're
I
in New York City.
Days.
It sounds like you're really getting tossed.
That salty beer was the year before when you lost your wallet in the...
Jesus, in the Uber?
I don't remember that.
Luckily, a wonderful Uber driver just drove it back to me. Nice. In New York? Are you kidding me? I would have thrown that thing in the bottom of the East River.
And for anyone who's wondering, what we're talking about is that at the Del Close Marathon, an improv festival for Days and Days, they give you free beer. That's the whole point, is free beer. And that there was a year that they gave the sponsored beer was a salted beer.
And it was like pretzel salted.
It was salted beer.
It made no sense.
Which in the middle of New York summer at peak humidity meant that everybody basically was on the verge of death.
I would say that is the worst idea of all time. That beer specifically.
I can't believe it didn't end up on the news.
Yes.
Poison. Like somebody having to answer for it. Like, yeah. So you gave... 600 improvisers. Salt beer.
Right.
Many from LA.
This whole salted pretzel on anything but a pretzel thing.
You don't like salted desserts?
No, just like pretzel crust or a pretzel.
Yeah.
It's just like, is that our favorite thing? A pretzel?
I don't think pretzels are. Well, pretzels at Red Lion, a pretzel, like a big German pretzel is delicious.
A pretzel itself
but
is
But a hard.
Fine.
There's a big. Spectrum.
I hate to harp on prices for a second time. Do you all know how much the legendary the legendary pretzel is at AMC Theaters? Their legendary pretzel that you can get.
Are you
legendary?
Calling it legendary?
Yeah, is this a really good deal or a really bad deal?
I don't know this pretzel. Dan, you it's did the verbal.
You know how I talk, Jess. We've known each other for years. This thing is legendary. It is one of the most epic pretzels you'll ever have.
Let me guess.
Yeah. And I don't like setting it up that way because you obviously know it's going to be high, so you're going to guess high. But
and this is to me an insane number.
Okay.
$17.50.
You nailed it.
No!
Exactly.
You nailed it.
No!
Take me to Price is Right.
What?
Slap a sticker on it.
I'm going a dollar over.
Oh, my God.
You guessed the 50 cents as well?
$17.50?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's I must have known in some deep part of my brain.
I didn't even know they sold legendary pretzels, which are...
legendary,
honestly,
according to you.
Out of this world.
He loves these pretzels.
I don't know. I just saw it on the app when I was looking at the food. And it blew my mind. I can't stop thinking
and
about
did
it.
You,
it's bread.
Did you get one?
I got four.
This guy spent $75 on pretzels.
Tickets are free. I got the AMC stubs then. So
good for you.
All right, I'll take one of those. I'll take one pretzel. Yeah, the $17 pretzel.
Okay, that'll be $17.50.
Yeah, this price is crazy.
Are we gonna split it? Can I have my own?
Did you want to get two then? Your girl seems
we'll
pretty
do
hungry.
Too. Well, let me see the size. Can you show me the size with your hands?
Well, I can't really fit it in my hand. It's a pretty legendary pretzel.
Can you make your hands the size of what it is? And
ooh.
I think we're going to need two, babe.
Yeah.
All right. This is a good date.
Does it come with some cheese?
Good question.
It can.
I assume it would for that price.
It can.
It's not included, though. It's extra.
The only thing included is the salt.
Can I see the cheese?
That'll be $1 to view it.
To view the cheese.
Like a peep show.
Is that how peep shows work?
I would never know.
Oh, from doing them or seeing them?
Seeing them.
My girl.
Okay, so I got two legendary pretzels. We want to take a look at one cheese. Is there anything else?
Yeah, so I guess tack on the dollar for the cheese.
Yes, please.
Okay. And you said you forgot your wallet?
That is true.
Okay.
The good deal is if you do decide to buy the cheese, the dollar is subtracted from the price of the cheese.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
How much? Well, let's look at it first.
So two pretzels. Here's a cheese. I'll go ahead and pop the little wrapper here.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Is it possible?
To stick your finger in, be another 75 cents.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. I guess I'll ring that up. Definitely get you for the 75.
Yeah. Okay.
How is it?
It's so good.
How much, before he tells us the price, how much would you pay for this cheese? Or I guess how much would you ask me to pay for it?
$5.
You can't afford it.
Wow.
No offense.
It's more than five.
Well, the cheese is really the whole thing with the pretzel, isn't it? So the cheese is $12.50. But we can sell you just the pretzel. Two pretzels, $17.50 a piece.
Are you kidding me? My mouth is going to be
$36, $35.
Sahara Desert,
baby,
if I don't have
please.
Cheese. All right. My girl gets whatever she wants. It's our first date. And I will take.
I just. Can I talk to you for just
yeah,
one second?
Sure.
Excuse me, miss.
La, 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 la.
You might want to be careful. You might want to be careful with the precedent you're setting.
What
if
you
this
mean?
Is your first date and you're going whole hog on two pretzels and the cheese, I mean, you're getting in pretty deep.
Hey, buddy. Let's just say I don't work at a movie theater concession stand.
Jesus! So I'm not- Whoa, he got me good. Holy moly. Let's get back to the date, my man. Two pretzels and two cheeses for this guy. Excuse me. Is there anything else I can do for you guys?
Oh, I'm sorry. What happened here? Did you do one of your legendary stings on him?
He stung me bad.
I stung him so bad he turned very briefly into Al Pacino.
Whoa.
That's my boy.
Oh, my
man. Oh, Dana? Dana?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
Suze.
God.
Hi.
Who is this?
That's Suze.
Suze,
hi.
It's me, Suze. Oh my God, hi. Oh my God, it's so good to see you. What are you seeing tonight?
We're seeing Mortal Kombat.
Hell yes.
You know, the new one. You can see it at home on HBO
yes.
Max, but I was like, let's see it in the
No,
theater.
Oh my God, okay.
This
hello.
Seems like an important old catch-up. You guys want to throw in a pretzel to commemorate?
Oh no, that would be so, that's so much. I mean, I'm here alone.
Yeah, it looks like you don't even have your wallet.
I am walletless, yes.
You noticed that?
Yeah,
well, my pockets are hanging out. They're pulled out.
Yeah,
my pockets
right.
are pulled
oh, yeah,
out
yeah,
of
I
my jeans.
I'm looking downtown, but yeah, I guess pockets are out.
Oh my God, who is the dude? Look at the pretzels. Wow. I'm sorry. Are you dating the Prince of Dubai?
Nice job, man.
Thanks,
I don't wish because I'm with him.
Oh,
yeah. This is Peter. Peter, this is Suze.
Hi.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Suze.
Sarsgaard.
Yeah. I was wondering.
Yeah.
You're so tall.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Am I the first to say that?
Well, Suze, I hate to be rude, but I'm on a date here with your friend. We're
go
trying
on.
To catch up, but maybe after the movie,
you could
go home and we'll go to our place.
Yeah, that's a suggestion.
Good boundaries, my man. Good boundaries.
I just got some pretty good advice from an unexpected new friend.
Yeah, he doesn't respect me, but he likes the advice I give.
Jesus!
Jesus!
Hey, Suze, can I talk to you for a moment?
Absolutely. Let's just step one foot this way.
Oh, he's talented.
Watch hoops.
What's going on? So I noticed that you don't have your wallet, too.
Yeah.
And I told Peter Sarsgaard that I forgot my wallet, but really, I think I left it in an Uber, and the Uber driver threw it into the New York River.
Oh my God, why are you telling me this?
Did that happen to you too?
Yes.
Okay, conversation done.
Back we go.
Now,
hey.
Guys, I saw you guys talking about the pretzels. Obviously, we're having three. It's on you, my man.
Thank you.
You're going to need something to wash that thing down with.
When
can
you
say
I? We're having three, is this a thing happening here?
Oh, I'm just saying.
Have you even what? Have you eaten?
Oh my God.
What?
I'm just selling pretzels here. That's all
yeah,
I'm doing.
Yeah, and I'm just floating
on the shifter.
Around with no movie to see.
Oh, you didn't even buy a ticket.
No, I sort of slipped in under the billowing jacket of the person in front of me.
Oh.
You know what? I'm not supposed to do this. But if this guy will buy you a pretzel with cheese, I'll give you a free ticket to see the movie with him.
Are you serious?
Is it my
You're
birthday?
Me in a real
oh my
bind.
God, nobody would do that
I
for
Suze. I hope it's not your birthday.
Nobody would do
an
that
awful
for
night
Suze.
Oh my God, it's a birthday. Do we have a birthday here?
Oh
yes, we have a birthday
God.
Here.
They sing at the movie theater.
If a cake comes out, I'll lose it. I'll lose it if a cake comes out. I'll
okay.
lose it.
The cake is not being paid for by me if it does come out. I
oh, I put it on the same tab already.
I love
it. It's a three-layer wedding-shaped cake, but it's for birthdays.
Oh, my God. That's my favorite kind of cake.
That's such an inconvenient cake to eat during a movie. Who gets that?
What are you, Al Gore?
Whoa, that's
wow.
a scene, baby. The Al Pacino edits, as everyone knows we do on the podcast.
They will all be Pacino.
Tonight we're doing Pacinos.
That scene had a great ass. Yeah, you're going to have to really ride the levels on this one.
Yeah, we're riding them.
If anyone didn't notice between this and the last time we recorded this podcast, I heard Mark Maron say ride the levels, and I'm saying it all the time now.
What does it actually mean?
You're constantly like changing the volume when people are getting loud or quiet.
I think we zeroed it in now. We're good to go.
But apologies to probably Brian Holmes, our editor, for those big.
But you know, sometimes you got to see how the sausage is made. You know, we're just doing an indie podcast in my man's backyard.
It is an indie podcast, but I want to talk sponsorship.
Oh.
First. As a little side note, just you got excited. Yours is coming up.
Okay.
But let's not get an email. Let's not sponsor before we cash the check.
I just want to say, I want to put it out there. I want our fans to start tweeting. We got the email from Manscaped.
Wow.
They're interested in working together. Of course, Manscaped is men's hygiene and specifically genital shaving products. Shaver.
I was about to ask, pussy shaving?
Pubis. They specifically want us to use the word pubis.
Yeah, we're working pubis
way
into the
better,
episodes.
Way just to get
but shit. Here's what I'll say about the product. Since they haven't gone through with the deal yet, I don't know whether I like this thing or I hate
this thing. No free pub.
This could be this thing could scratch my balls.
It could.
Or it could be the best groom I've ever had.
I can't wait to
find
out.
We'll see if they give us a little try and a little money. But we do have another unpaid sponsor, but a free wine that Jess brought.
Yes, I will plug this. My college friend, Janine Michelle, reached out to me from Cruise Wine in Napa Valley and sent a box of beautiful wines that I have been making my way through and we're having tonight.
It's a fantastic wine.
Yeah.
It's a sparkling, and it is a sparkling, a word I cannot say correctly. Val
white
de Gue. No, it's a sparkling Val de Gue. V-A-L-D-I-G-U-I-E with the accent.
You didn't think Jess could say white wine?
I don't know.
You've had a glass
or two. This is Cruise Wine, and if the copy you sent me is the only wine enjoyed by Ted Cruz. So that's interesting.
The only wine he really enjoys because it has his name.
Yes, he'll drink a lot of it, but someone will enjoy it.
Yeah.
When Cruz is cruising.
But it is a good, it's a good, crisp white wine.
Dickie has primarily helped me with this beautiful task. We've made our way through some chilled reds. Oranges.
Oh, I like a chilled red. You don't get it often.
Mm-hmm. I've become a big chilled redhead. It's a great winery. So check out Cruise Wine. It's in Petaluma, C-R-U-I-S-E. I don't know the website, but that's
hell
it.
Yeah. Thanks
to Janine for sending me wine.
Yeah.
After a day of screaming at his crew, the only wine Tom Cruise will enjoy. I'm told.
The only thing that keeps Mission Impossible possible.
And folks, if you like these sponsorships and you have something that you want sponsored, we'll talk about anything.
I can't imagine what our lives would be like if people started actually sending us stuff.
Send
or emailing
us
stuff,
pay us, we'll talk about
That's
it.
That's how I felt. Who do you
work for out there, listeners?
Yeah.
Who does number two work for?
If you don't think I almost jumped into that right when you said it.
A timely reference.
Topical.
Cutting edge.
Topical.
I truly felt, it's the closest I said this to all of you, I've ever felt to an influencer. To have like wonderful, beautiful wine scent that I just get to enjoy and talk about. I was I got it. I get it. I get this whole lifestyle.
Right. Never have to open your wallet.
A dream.
And eventually you just are rich.
A dream. So thank you, Janine, for sending me this wine, and everybody go check out Cruise Wine.
Yeah.
It is very good. It's a good summery wine. Pop it on the patio.
I love that.
On a hot day by the pool, maybe.
Speaking of hot days by the pool, we're what? About halfway through summer. We finished June. We're halfway through July. It's the 15th today. I always think June, July, August. That's kind of summer.
That's the summer.
Even though September is really the hottest month in LA.
I do feel like we can tack on Sept.
I agree. And June really isn't quite summery.
We've gone through October summer lately.
It's
my birthday is the first, and it is now almost always a sizzler.
Yes. Yes. Speaking of sizzler, I like it.
Which is where your birthday party usually is.
Yes. A small table at Sizzler. Ooh, it's VIP.
Table for one.
I'll buy her lonesome.
I noticed it was, I thought if you had asked me today, if you were like, quick, what day is it? I'd be like July 3rd. And it's the 15th, right?
15th. Yeah. We're flying through it.
I need to go fishing. That is my summer dream still.
And is fishing something you've done in the past, or is this sort of a new thing you want to do?
Yeah. We grew up fish head.
You're okay. a fisherhead.
Yeah,
you
yes,
like
I am. Yeah.
You like to fish about
I
it.
Like to fish a lot. We grew up fishing. I grew up in Lake Powell on the near the lake, and my dad liked to fish, and we would catch some.
What do you catch, grouper?
No.
Redfin?
Mm-mm.
Trout.
Shark.
Now we're talking. What was that one?
Shark?
Yes, lake shark.
Lake shark.
Lake shark.
Bottlenosed shark.
Ancient bottle-nosed lake shark. Lake shark.
We caught, I think, a 7,000-pound ancient lake shark.
Yeah. Whoa. Don't they have catfish in Powell?
They do have catfish.
Your family went to prison for catching that shark.
For catfishing.
Told him you were another shark.
Yes, got our family him. Caught a shark by pretending to be another sex shark.
Caught his ass.
Cut it on Tinder.
Caught his ass.
Nev was not pleased.
Well, technically, it was on Plenty of Fish.
But it was on Plenty of Fish.
You ever tell a joke so good your face freezes?
Your face did freeze in Plenty of Fish. That's the screen grab right there.
Just kidding. Don't meme us.
But Dickie, you were born on Lake Powell also, right? Is that what the story is?
No.
Okay, moving right along.
No.
I refuse to explain.
I'm told and correct me if I'm wrong here, but you were born in Lake Powell and grew up there until you were 32.
Who prepped Dan for the interview? I love that. That felt like slamming a basketball down.
Yes,
I'm told you love the state of Idaho.
Hard, no.
Well, you had that awesome question in the beginning. You know, and then he
bit that fizzled. Yes. Right? I really worked on question one. Yes. What's your association with Lake Powell?
My family just went on houseboats. Basically, my dad used to go.
Awful memory that I have here.
It's close. She'd been there.
You've been, yeah.
Yeah,
but
so
I
we
thought born.
Yeah, no. But I mean, literally, there's pictures of me like in a bucket on the front of like a Seven Crowns houseboat. And like, we would still be going this year, except for the drought. So like, we haven't been able to like take a houseboat out for like 4 or 5 years
now.
Oh,
it's too low to take a boat.
It's literally like where the docks are, you can see the wood, and then the water is like hundreds of feet beyond.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's truly depressing. Like, Powell's really, and we would go, like, me too.
Yeah, and is that ever going to come back, or is Arizona just drying up more forever?
Well, where did you just go with your fam?
We just went to Parker, Arizona.
No, you were born in Parker. Isn't that right?
I'm going to die in Parker, Arizona.
You have a plot picked out there, right?
Yeah, they're going to shoot me off the edge of a houseboat wrapped in, like, a fucking kitchen towel that says, like, Coors Light.
I honestly think that's the most beautiful idea of your death that I've ever heard.
Yeah, that is really good.
No, they just roll you off the roof.
Is Parker where, like, Roosevelt is?
I'm not sure.
Okay, Parker,
it's like
right
no, no, Dan, like it's Roosevelt, not.
Right? He's shuffling his cards. Okay. He's shuffling his cards.
It's this actually guy. It's like below the dam from Havasu. It's like one side of the river is California, one side of the river is Arizona.
And how was that?
It was crazy because we did go to a bar called the Roadrunner, where it's on the Arizona side, so like, do not bring a mask in there. They're like,
you get roasted.
No, you'll get roasted.
I drove past a car today that said on the, it was like they were going to a soccer game because it was like painted on the back window.
Yeah.
And it just said, arrest Fauci. Which is like, for what? Arrest Fauci.
Don't charge him. Just hold him.
Just arrest him.
Straight up.
Hey, Mom, Dad, could you maybe not pick me up from school anymore?
Why?
I guess I'm just growing up and parents are a little embarrassing.
Okay, well, that's not a good enough reason to not have your father and I come get you. What are you going to do, walk all that way?
Well, it would be preferable. I'm going to be a little more forward. It's not just parents are embarrassing.
Okay.
The car has become a billboard for me getting made fun of.
Oh.
The Arrest Fauci stuff on the back.
Okay.
Obviously, the huge inflatable John Kerry that you drive over all the time?
Yeah, he pops out of the front window and hangs in front of the car so you perpetually run him over. You want to kill John Kerry and arrest Fauci.
Your father and I feel very strongly about driving over John Kerry and arresting
He's
Fauci.
A flip-flopper, son.
He's a flip-flopper, and we're tethering together two very far apart political POVs. And we are proud that nobody else is on those two specific points as strongly as us.
Yeah, you did find two very strong opinions from two different areas.
Well, at least you don't have one of those weird parents that says hope for change on their bumper or something
God.
Like that.
Oh, this house welcomes. Oh, please. No,
believe in
you.
Science.
Yeah.
Well, my friends do believe in science. And my friends are relatively educated, but we're also 15, so they're not educated enough to know who John Kerry is. I have to explain that. Every time.
Oh, like, and next they're not going to know about John Edwards' $500 haircut?
Oh, my God. Can you believe? I still can't believe you spent that much on a haircut.
$500?
Oh, I heard it was six.
Okay, I'm going to barf.
With the tip. I don't tip, by
you
the way.
You know, honey, can you hold my hair back?
Yeah,
can you hold
you
my hair
barf?
Back, honey?
Absolutely.
I'm going to
watch this, son. This is what happens.
Son, watch this. This is what
this is what happens when a politician gets a haircut.
Yeah, this is exactly
what. This is like those scenes in Jackass. I don't think you actually had to throw up. I think you made yourself for show. Okay?
No, I am not a Bam.
We are not Phil and Bam. I know that's what you say with your
We're
friends.
We're not Phil. We're not Vito. We're not April. We're no one in Bam's family.
I'm not a dad in a gorilla suit, son. I want to arrest Fauci, and I want to put him in the ground. I want to arrest him until he dies in the cell.
Yeah, and then long arrest.
This is so humiliating. You know what? Fine, you can pick me up from school. I need you to sign this permission slip. We're going on a field trip.
Oh, where are you going?
No,
I don't want to tell you.
Why not? We're always supportive of you.
We are.
It's you
not...
who doesn't support us.
Yes, we're liberal in our views.
You can yell at anybody. It's liberal. It's anybody.
It's liberal to yell.
Well, we're taking a field trip to the School of Biology. It's
No! Let me hold my hair.
Hold my hair. Oh, your ponytail's so long and silvery.
Yeah, hold Dad's hair also. And honestly, he has way more of it.
Yeah, well, I have a pixie and he has a ponytail.
Okay. I know. Look. It's my science class. It's the biology lab. The state biology lab is in our city. They're taking us to meet. I have a passion.
This is important for you. You're going to major in it. We get it.
But what are you supposed to learn there?
I think it's seeing how the lab works, meeting the people that work there, seeing that it's a possible job. It's not like some magical idealized scientist job.
Can I ask you a question? Are they going to let you in the back?
Good question, honey.
I'm down if you go see it, but I don't want you seeing only the side they want to show you.
The back? You think they're hiding something from us?
Yeah.
What do you think they're hiding?
Pizzagate. That's where they keep the babies, and that's where all of the liberals go.
Yep.
I want you to finish that thought all the way to the end.
To have sex with babies. That's what they do. The science.
You're out of your mind.
Only in the back, son. They're not going to do it in the front.
What is a biology building for?
What do you mean, what's it for? What's any building for?
Now you're asking good questions.
No, this is good. See,
honey, fist bump.
Fist bump. We're raising him to ask questions.
We're raising you right.
Okay.
Okay, so exactly, what is the building for? You tell us.
This specific lab is a lab where they grow different cultures.
Oh, my God.
And then they... What do you mean, oh, my God?
No, I just finished.
They grow different cultures, and I think they're specifically cloning corn there. They're cloning different types of corn. And the idea is if they can clone and grow several different types of corn that can be grown in different environments, they can feed people all over
the world. None of this is real.
And does that sound natural?
Do you
want to
know about corn? Knee high by July. That's all you need to know. If it isn't knee high by July, it's not going to be a good season.
Yeah, well, you've never had a good season on your backyard, Corn Dad.
Well, yeah, because the plot's too small. The government won't let me do more.
He runs a Goodyear tires. It's not his job. He does great for what his job
is. And also, I was running an experiment. Now we know corn doesn't grow from oil. It doesn't work. I swore it would, and it doesn't. That's my bad.
Okay, I'm glad you would at least admit it.
You're wrong. That's kind of a flip-flop.
Well, all the way wrong. You can still put it on the corn. You can still put it on there. You can deep fry it in the oil. You can deep fry it in motor oil. That's, I hope, the truth.
Well, we'll see. And if you're wrong, you'll be a flip-flopper.
Do not like say John that word. If you, Carey.
I will get a blow up of me made so fast and hanging out my own window. I will run myself over all day before I become.
Do
a
not joke about that.
I know.
Don't joke about that.
I know.
Imagine
I'm sorry.
Me having to see that.
I'm sorry.
Imagine me having to see that.
I can't.
We're in love.
I can't. You're my only one.
What do you two actually believe in? I know who you hate. I know what you're scared of. Well, I would love to know what, you know, Brad's mom just has painted on her car, "They're two Newfoundland dogs." And I think that is just cute. She loves the dogs. What do you love?
I'm really proud of you for asking more mature questions the older you get.
Yeah. Thank
you. You're getting so much smarter than you used to be.
Right.
Do you remember when we used to talk to him and it would be so
the worst.
Confusing.
Just confusing.
At what age?
1 to 14. You know, zero was good. I liked zero.
I loved zero. We had a blast at zero.
Yeah, you were on the bottle from the moment you were born. The moment. You have never touched your mom's nipple.
I know. That's because you were afraid I would get be a pervert.
Well, that's mine.
That's his.
That is mine.
That's mine.
And that's a scene.
That's a scene.
That scene had a great ass.
What is that from? Is that Scent of a Woman?
That is that Heat, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Any right. Given Sunday? Scent of a Woman is...
Hoo-ah.
Tits. Hoo-ah.
Yeah.
Big ones.
Right.
Did you guys all see Jack and Jill?
What's that?
I never saw Jack and Jill, the Sandler movie.
Oh,
with the Sandler movie with
Pacino.
It's
the cappuccino part,
it,
right?
It is really, truly worth it. I saw it in the theater. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Whoa.
Good for you.
Huge brag.
Good for you.
Week it opened. and it's, I would honestly, like, not ironically recommend it. Like, it is one of the most, like, fever dream experiences of a thing I've ever seen. Because especially, like, now that we know Sandler in his, like, current, like, it's just watching somebody, like, indulge their most, like, the craziest idea they had with their friends,
right,
you know?
Right.
And obviously, it's, like, already problematic. That's picking me up.
Your ride is here.
My ride is here.
Expensive.
It's already problematic, like, just him being like, I'm a girl, and it's not, it doesn't right. really work. But Pacino's performance, like, it is 100% the most committed I've seen him in a role in 20 years.
Wow.
That Dunkachino's thing is like, he is so dialed in. It's
right.
It's like, you have to see it.
Do you think that Pacino goes, hey, I'm weird. Yeah. I know I'm weird. Mm-hmm. Or do you think he's like, what?
I think he knows.
I'm good.
I think he's in a little club with like Christopher Walken. And like these little older weirdos, and
right.
they're like, we're icons, and
right.
we're weird,
right?
And what are we gonna do? Not be weird?
And
or
the
are we
older
gonna,
you
like,
get, the weirder you get to get.
I
right?
think they're like dialed in, and they know,
like a Buscemi.
Yeah, like a Buscemi.
I really
like,
hope Buscemi's
I think it's more self-aware. Than
I think
that,
it might be like maybe it's like 70%. You know, it may not be the full hundo of like they fully get what we're laughing at, but I do think that they're like. Obviously, Walken does, and I think when you watch, like, if you watch this Dunkachino thing, you're like, there's no way this was a guy that was, like, just, like, parading around thinking he was doing some scene in another movie. Like,
yes.
he's doing the most, like, low-bar comedy, and it's so funny.
You could even say Walken walked so Pacino could run.
So Pacino could cheese.
Of, like, led the weird train.
I think there is, like, a tiny tier of, like, little weirdy older actors
yeah.
who are like give me
group?
That weird little part
yes.
and I'll just be a fucking
like because I don't think De Niro he's tried he's done comedies and been funny but I don't know that De Niro really can hit it exactly
I think
like
cool.
Meet the Parents and stuff ruined it you know or
uh-huh.
just like I think you once you then are like I'm in comedies
yeah.
I'm a comedian
yeah.
versus right. like I'm a weirdo that they bring in to be weird
it's you know different. Who's not like that is a Richard Dreyfuss.
Mm.
My boss did a movie with him and talked about how he took himself so seriously that even eating hamburgers from the Crafty, he's like he called him like a little hamburger troll because he was like doing it so seriously.
That's
and like
so
wouldn't
funny.
Let people like talk to him.
I like that though.
Yeah.
I feel like there I have a little bit of that.
Yeah.
where like I want to be in comedies, but I kind of want to be the guy who's angry and frustrated.
I get it.
And I feel like he is like, what about Bob?
Yeah,
I would love to be opposite
iconic.
Bob.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think you, maybe I'm mishearing you. I think you would play those roles great. But I don't think you take yourself that seriously.
Right.
Like,
yes.
Where being around you is a chore because like, I make a joke and you're like, yeah. Like, that doesn't happen.
I hope not. Yeah.
I think that's, like, what I've kind of heard he's like, too, and is just kind of probably a scared dude. He's, like, scared of being humiliated.
I've heard he's still pissed off they couldn't get that bigger boat. Am I wrong about that?
No.
He's asking for
hamburger?
It.
I thought we should needed a bigger, bigger boat.
Should have been a bigger boat.
It's his little
people
refrain.
People died, right? Like,
yeah.
I kind of am with him.
Could I get a hamburger big?
We needed a bigger boat.
Something big enough that I could raft on. Now, folks, this is a little bit of a behind-the-scenes peek. Obviously, if you're watching the video, you're already peeking the whole time. But we ordered a little bit of food, and I'm wondering, just to fold this in, should we take a little food break?
We can take a food break.
Yeah.
So if you've listened to Happy Hours, we'll do this sometimes. The waiter's here. Pour yourself a drink. Go to the bathroom. This is where the Manscaped ads will go in the future if we enjoy using it.
Cruise wine.
The cruise wine ads.
Yes.
Shave your balls, drink your wine.
Please.
Shave your wine, drink
please,
your balls.
Please.
But we're going to take a little food break. And we hope you all do too.
Yeah.
Dog.
Pacino.
All right. Welcome back to Four Pacinos. We just had a little bit of pizza, a little bit of meatball, and a little bit of vino.
That was really glorious.
That was really nice.
I don't know that I've ever, like, in the middle of a podcast record, just had, like, a really nice dinner.
Well, yeah, what about a meal break between shows?
That's really nice.
I think that an intermission.
Second half's going to be a little bit more leaned back.
Yeah, there's a little bit of digesting happening on the second half.
Yes, which is fine, and you'll have to just take it.
I agree. I mean, if you watch the sunset, what are you looking for?
This was nice. We went from light to dark, empty to full, hungry to full?
Empty.
Hungry to stuff.
Empty
to stuff. Okay. Running on empty.
Running on. Yeah. Now, Dickie, you are now in a jacket that is would you say an heirloom?
Yeah, I had this. This is from high school.
Yeah.
When I was on the cheerleading squad.
Is it your high school jacket?
This is. Yeah, I was showing Jess during the food break that my mother had sewed my last name on the tag, you know, like old school clothes.
Oh, really?
I'm always very jealous of like kids whose parents did that.
I know.
I think it's because we went to Catholic school, so we had a uniform. So everyone had the same blue,
it all looks the same.
Navy blue sweatshirt. So
now, have you kept this with you the whole time, or did you like get this from home?
It's actually traveled with me because it's a perfect jacket.
Right.
It's like rain, like waterproof,
uh-huh.
Light, and like the pockets are really good and big. Mm-hmm. And then the bottom has a tie so you can kind of cinch her in or let her loose. Or you let her all hang out.
Nice. You let her loose.
You let those unshaven balls just dangle down.
Hey now, Manscaped, please come through with the deal because we've already used you.
You know, that last scene was really funny because I spent the whole time thinking how Howard Dean could walk in and could I do a Howard Dean?
That scream, do the scream. Yeah. Yes.
It's like,
could.
Yeah!
That's such a sweet Howard Dean.
Yes!
Yay!
My Howard Dean is like, it's like the impression of the impression, because mine is like the Chappelle now.
Yes.
Which is pretty close to the real one, but Chappelle did the like, pya! Imagine in a moment of pure excitement and is what you're forever known for is like being happy.
Yeah.
Just exuberant.
Being happy about something.
Thinking you're going to win the presidency.
Yeah. Mm. You should be humiliated. We're electing a war criminal because he'll never do that.
I think it's funny how much that there is. Because there's also that like Steve Ballmer video.
Oh, Tan and I are
both. Which one? Developers or the dancing one?
I'm talking about sweaty pits.
Yes.
Well, that's
are they
all
both?
Of them.
Yeah,
that's I only know one, which is like, I only know one that I thought was the classic of him like, sweaty pitted, drenched in sweat.
Clapping.
Yeah, clapping. That's
developers.
Yes.
I don't know.
There's
you don't know these?
One about developers that is incredible.
Do you know who Steve Ballmer is?
Uh-uh.
Oh, this is fun.
He's one of the co-founders of Microsoft, I guess. So he's like a billionaire. He owns the Clippers now.
You couldn't own, you couldn't have iPhones if you were on the Clippers.
Oh, really?
For a period of time, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, you couldn't have an iPhone.
Wow.
You had to have an Android or whatever it would have been at the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Once again, the Clippers, nobody can get a hold of them.
Weird green response text.
Everybody on the Clippers family is pissed at them. They can't have any messages.
Liked an attachment.
There's two like kind of famous videos of him because there's these Microsoft... there's a lot of really funny ones. If you want to go down the YouTube wormhole, Microsoft has these conventions every year for everyone that works for them where they, all these nerds that own the company get on stage.
It's like their dorky keynote thing.
So there's one video that's kind of memed a lot that's him and Bill Gates and a couple other guys, and they're just dancing around the stage.
Well, the music's playing. Poorly fitting
90s like IT guy and they're business.
They're having more energy than they've ever had, but they don't know what to do with their bodies with energy.
Yeah.
So they're just going like...
like it's like separate arms from legs.
Yeah,
from body.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. It's like when a baby first hears music.
Yeah.
It feels like a scene from Revenge of the Nerds from the 80s where it's like they think they're about to have sex with the hot bikini girls. Yeah, like they're like clapping too hard and you're like, what is happening in their bodies?
And then
Yes, it's exactly that.
And then I think Ballmer goes like, okay, I'm up here with a bunch of nerds. These guys aren't bringing the heat.
I'm cool.
Like 6'4", 280 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Big bald head.
He's got a cooler vibe than the rest.
So he's trying to give it to the audience who is mostly probably developers developing Microsoft stuff. And he just starts clapping. And he just goes... Developers!
No.
Developers! No. Developers! 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 Developers!
Developers! Developers!
Developers! Developers! And it is just one of the funniest little weird things of all time.
Wait, how long does it go on?
I don't know, actually.
He's drenched in sweat, Dickie. Drenched. You've never seen.
And now, on top of this, the like more even nerdier deep cut is they used to make like MTV A Movie Award parody videos featuring Bill Gates and Steve Ballmer for these things.
So there's ones
where like Steve Ballmer and Bill Gates are like Dr. Evil and Austin Powers.
No.
And they're these like directed like a high school, the announcements.
Some of the richest men in the world making the worst content of all time.
Worst content of all time. It is, there's something about it. It's just like, hey, we're in control. We're billionaires. We're fucking losers, but we're also the most powerful people alive.
It's insane.
Do you think it's because it lives in that weird, like, uncanny valley of, like, it's not close to a sketch. It's not close, but it's too close in a weird way because they have money.
Yeah.
So it's, like, produced.
Oh, hey, but the production is surprisingly bad, I would say.
It's in that perfect time where it's like, is this like video? Is this high eight? Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not very good.
We'll send them to you. We'll put them on the
chain. Thank you.
You'll love them.
You're welcome.
You will like them, Dickie, I promise.
I liked the impression.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good.
Developers. He's a true nutty guy.
It sounds like they're like a football team.
And now he sits on the baseline of all the Clippers games and goes nuts during the game, still sweating, going like,
It's weird.
See why he's rich in the way that he behaves. He has no shame about letting people know how he feels and how excited he is.
Just expressing.
Yeah.
And it's such a funny thing with basketball, like him and Mark Cuban specifically, where it's like the owner sits on the side and what a fun little personality they are. And it's like this image of it's like trying to humanize them and whatever. And it's like, I mean, Steve Ballmer is like relatively responsible, I think, with like being liberal, but it's still billionaires.
Yes.
So it's like these are the guys ruining the world at the end of the day. And they're sitting there and it's like how funny that they're so cheerful. And it's like. Yeah, and then he goes home to his billions of dollars. He drives home from Staples Center through, like, the worst homeless crisis in the world.
Well, that's my whole beef in general is it's like, I don't want to watch Zuckerberg, like, covered in zinc riding a surfboard. Like, I don't want to laugh at, like, well, the more we laugh at, or Elon Musk, certainly on SNL or anything, like, I don't want to, like, put these men in which are all white men. No offense. We have some good ones here, but in general, it's just that idea of
I'm
like,
out of here.
I just don't think like making them like funny archetypes is, I feel like, the most dangerous piece.
You don't get to also be cool.
Yes. Or like pop culture novelty, even, I think, mm-hmm. is sort of like even more dangerous. Mm-hmm. Being like, weird.
They should have to buy that. They're in my opinion, evil. They should have to pay to be on television.
Right.
Or pay to be seen. Or like, this is what we have that they cannot have.
Yes.
And we should make them pay for it.
It reminds me of how, like, I remember it's less of a thing now, but in the 90s growing up, that it was like, it's always been weird to me that you would wear a brand, that you would wear a big logo on your shirt for like Fendi or Gucci or whatever it was in high school. It was like Bebe. And it was always to me Bebe's like, kids. Well, but why am I paying to, why would I pay money to be a billboard for you?
You like, are my mom, 100%.
I've never understood it. Like the idea of being like promoting a brand through your own money is the sickest thing I've like ever heard.
I remember a kid, being a kid and wearing like Abercrombie shirts that just say the word Abercrombie in like navy blue. And my mom and my uncle both would be like, what are you doing? Just it's free advertising for them. There's not even anything on the shirt.
And especially when it gets into like Supreme or something that's meant to be counterculture, I'm just like, but you're
right.
But you're the ad though. Anyways,
right.
I just can't.
It's tough.
Hey man. We are the product.
No.
When I start using Manscaped,
that is very funny to be like, correctly. Who would advertise? And I would love to shout out Cruise Wines real quick.
They gave me one free bottle. No, they gave me five.
Part of the rat race, maybe.
Six.
Yeah, I think that even more so with like Target now and Gap, for the past few years, they just sell like Nickelodeon t-shirts, the nostalgia advertising where it's like, this is what I liked when I was a kid, so I'm gonna wear like a Dr. Pepper shirt.
I remember being happy then.
Yeah, totally. Hey, how much for this shirt here?
The blue one?
I
believe that's a $24.99 shirt.
And I'm paying you that.
Yeah.
Because the shirt says Gap on it.
Oh, okay, sir. You know, if you want to buy it, you could take it to the counter and purchase it. But this
but
is a Gap
store. But what I'm saying
is,
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what are you saying?
Well, they pay you to work here, right?
They do.
Good. Smart. Smart.
I'm smart?
Well, yeah, just smart to get money for doing the work. I'm saying if I buy the shirt that says Gap on it, I'm bringing in customers. You understand what I mean? People see me in their shirt, they go, whoa, this guy looks good.
Are you trying to say that you should get a cut of the shirt?
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. And yeah, like I said, you're smart. I knew you were right when I clocked you.
Sir, I'm a junior in high school. I don't have any power here.
We'll stick to the books. Keep your nose in the grindstone.
Well, I have to. I don't have a choice, you know.
But here's the thing. You do have a choice. I have a choice. Look at my clothes right now.
Yeah, sir, you come in. I was warned. By the earlier shift when we changed.
That could have been anybody they told you about.
It was my manager.
Right, but who was he talking about? Or she? Sorry, I assumed it was a guy.
Yeah, he.
I knew it.
He said, hey, you know, the very short man in the corner. That like very, you can see him just under the second rack. Is going to come talk to you for a long time, and I think he's lonely, so...
No.
You know... No.
So that's how I know it wasn't me.
Janine, are you talking to yourself?
No, I'm sorry. Here, look, I'll scoot over.
No.
Sorry.
It's the lonely man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were alone over here. I just couldn't see anybody else.
No, he was asking me if I... First, he said I was very smart, and that...
You are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, everybody.
I agree. I agree with the... Woman? Could I get your name? Well, no, I know you're a woman.
You can't read her name tag?
Not from down here.
It's Tabitha.
Angle it down, Tab.
I agree, Janine. Very smart once again.
Okay,
Janine.
I'll angle it down. It's Tabitha.
She has huge tits, so it's hard to see
Janine!
Over. I can understand from that angle. You probably wouldn't be able to see.
I wasn't going to say it.
Hey, sir, you know, if you are looking to meet some people, there's some lonely women, I think, in the food court.
Well, not lonely enough, I'll tell you that right now. Not lonely enough. Well, because they were eating Wetzel's, and you know Wetzel's got the bag that has the whole name of the thing on it. And I said, lady, you should be getting paid to put that pretzel in your mouth.
Oh.
And the pretzels, by the way, were very epic at Wetzel's. I don't know if you've had them.
I've had a Wetzel's pretzel.
Yeah.
I can tell that this is, I may be barking up the wrong tree here.
Literally, almost, it seems.
Yes. Well, me and my height?
Yes.
Because you're tall, I'm short, and I look like a dog?
Yeah. I didn't say you look like a dog.
I hear it all the time, and we were all thinking it.
Yeah, barking.
You know, you could, I'm...
What's your suggestion? I would love to hear it from a smart, bright young lady like
yourself. I think my suggestion is I'm going to continue folding these shirts, and mm-hmm. I'm going to let you pick out something that maybe you want to buy.
Well, that's the thing, is I think these look nice. They've all got the name of the company, and I'm just saying maybe we cut a deal here. Everybody that comes in and says, hey, I saw that Gap shirt on Tiny Tim.
Do you want to speak to my manager?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. I would.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to have you wearing our apparel. We will give you $1 per day. Absolutely.
Who were you just talking to?
Hi.
Hi, who is that?
Sorry. I was just doing one of our endorsement deals with one of our other customers.
You do that with the customers?
Sometimes.
Well, then I'm talking to the right guy.
That's right.
Now, this is the right guy. Janine, you are smart. You led me right. You led this dog to the squirrel.
Janine, do I want to talk to this guy?
Look, he's honestly, actually, he is kind of looking for something that you have been talking about, which is an advertising deal. I don't know. These things are a little bit above my head, but
you're doing a great job. Nothing is above your head. You have middle manager written all over you. Two, I know what 4 years.
We're all thinking, especially not me. I'm not above your head because I'm short. I know we're all thinking. I would just say it.
You guys, everyone is being so nice to me all the time. I'm just...
Well, maybe it's time to start being nice to yourself.
I like that. So what can we help you with, sir?
How much is these sweatpants right here? The kids?
Those are $34.99. Yes.
And I'm paying you that?
Of course.
Well, what I was telling my new friend Janine here is I could wear these sweatpants and maybe you would pay me.
I'm going to go to the back and see if we have an extra, extra small.
Thank you, Janine. That'd be really helpful.
Well, the kids was fine. I could wear the kids.
Well, they're cut differently. You probably do want an adult extra, extra small. That'd probably fit you a little better. The kids might be a little roomy.
Yeah, the kids don't have pockets.
Kids don't have pockets to be a little roomy. So yeah, it's $34.99.
I know you're not talking downtown. I actually need a lot of room down there because I have a bit of sag between you and me.
Okay, sir. Whatever you need.
$35.
Tabitha, what's sag? What's a bit of sag? Tabitha, do you know what a sag is?
What? Sorry.
A bit of sag.
I was listening to the news.
What? You were secretly listening to the news?
I was listening to the Daily.
Oh my God, you have an earpiece in.
I was listening to the Daily.
What?
Sorry.
Is something happening?
A huge bomb.
What? Tabitha, what?
A huge bomb.
Oh my God. I need to go. Where? Wait, where?
In every major.
Oh my God. It's like Independence Day?
Yes. And I don't know why I waited till the next day to listen to the Daily. God, it was obviously yesterday, I guess.
This happened yesterday?
Yeah, I guess none of us knew.
Oh my God. I've been in the mall too long.
I've been in the mall too long, too.
Well, folks, looks like this is the pod here. This is the dystopian future pod right here.
Okay, so it's Tiny Tim.
There's no better place to be stuck than the mall.
That's right. We do have everything. That is pretty smart.
That's
now,
true.
I wonder if the Orange Julius band sticks through the apocalypse or if I'm allowed back. What do you guys think?
I feel like all rules are off. That's really a strong source of vitamin C.
Just in case, Tabitha, you'll be the face of the group at the Orange Julius.
I'll be the face of the group. I'm happy to be because otherwise I do feel like it's a child.
Do you guys think my parents are dead?
Yes.
Well, was that on the news?
My strong understanding is almost everything outside of the mall is gone.
Oh my God. It's a good thing I sleep in here.
Really?
Oh my God.
Have you been sleeping here?
Yes.
Wait, what about your wife?
My kids kicked me out.
Your kids kicked you
my
out?
My kids kicked me out of the house. They turned 18 and said I had to go.
Yeah. Oh, they emancipated you.
Well, they emancipated themselves, but somehow I signed the contract without reading it.
Oh.
They got the house.
I always read everything before I sign it.
Good for you.
So, okay, this is good that we have, a small customer.
I think
I have a cot in the back. We can take turns on the cot.
That's great. I'll take first dibs because I
bet we could both fit on the cot. Yeah, well, but legally I worry because you're underage and you're a child still. So that's my.
Oh, well, this guy's underage and a child, right?
No.
He's small.
I'm 47 years young.
Oh, how many inches high?
Oh, and by the way, I miss my wife. She was a model.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I know.
No. For what? For what she modeled for?
Sir, I don't mean to say this rude, but
she
I doubt
modeled?
It.
For like a pamphlet or the website?
No, no.
The fakest answer I've ever heard.
I agree.
No, no, no.
What was
no.
your name? What was your name? Now.
Crowfit.
Crowfit.
Okay. So Crowfit modeled for CrossFit, a brand
don't
that doesn't exist.
Don't make fun of my now dead wife's
name. What were you
going
to say? You said you didn't want to say something, but you were going to say.
It's going to be an insult.
About your children
it.
Emancipating you?
I know
you?
When someone's about to insult me.
I think it was something about his height. And I'm sorry, sir. I think it's just these dang times. They have me so discombobulated.
Hey, well, look. At times like these, it's good to know we've got each other.
Yeah.
All right? Obviously, yeah. The alpha of the group is going to have to kind of take over here.
Yeah, I hope an alpha doesn't come up here and demand that we all
we're
become
so
their
susceptible, just a group of absolute betas.
A group of betas. If an alpha comes up here, we are going to be their bitches.
And I, honestly, my biggest fear... Wait, shh.
Tail!
Whoa.
Was Pacino in the mall?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. The alpha predator.
His he was
at
Al
the apex.
Pacino is literally Al Pacino. Oh, my God.
Oh, if you don't move, gap. If you don't move, he can't see you.
Tim is tucked behind my legs.
I'm in the gap now.
Hiding in front of me.
I'm the captain now. A movie I want.
You a movie you what?
Wanted.
Oh.
Hello, Mr. Pacino. We're all big fans.
Ho! Hey-ho! Hey.
Do you need something? Are you doing okay? Oh, I stopped the recording.
Great. My biggest one.
There we go. No, you get right
back. And we're back.
Here.
Pacino. What did you say, Pacino?
I'm in the gap.
Oh my God, you guys.
He is so wrinkly. I can't believe it.
Here's the keys. Here's the keys.
Thank you.
Never fear, protection is here.
Okay,
who's talking from the rack?
I'm walking here.
Joaquin Phoenix?
The only person Pacino's afraid of. Joaquin Phoenix.
I wanted the Joker.
The Joker.
Look, Pacino's scared of all the people that have beat him out for roles.
I
seems
wanted
like.
The Joker.
Yeah.
I could have been the Joker.
Oh and the God. Captain.
And the Captain. Ooh, Hanks and Phoenix. No, thank you.
What's crazy is I've seen Joaquin going up and down the escalator.
Oh, my God. Do you think he's lost?
Yeah. Oh, oh he is pointing
ooh,
his
he's
toe.
Cool.
Wow, he has got some spirit to him.
Oh
you know what I mean?
You guys know everything's bombed.
Yes, Al. Yes, we do.
I always knew I would be fighting Al Pacino in the apocalypse and getting the news.
Let's get out of the way and let him duel.
You got something to say to me, little man?
Yeah. Yeah, Al. It won't matter anymore because capitalism is gone, but wearing the name of the product... should not be something we pay for. And I believe that very strongly. And I'm standing up for my rights right now.
Oh my God, all the hair on Al Pacino's neck is standing
up. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Is there a doctor in the doctor in the mall?
Al's
and from
gone.
The
wait,
logistics.
Let's hear his last line.
Al's gone. Hoo-ah.
Oh, he died with the hoo-ah.
What a performance.
Like a period hoo-ah.
What a performance.
Oh.
Here comes the National Guard.
They can't see you guys waving. I think they see me, but they can't see you guys.
They can see you.
I don't know. I don't know if that's what it is.
Oh, they went right past.
Oh,
shoot.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Damn it. What do you think
well,
we should
it's
go
time to repopulate.
That was pretty quick, man. That was pretty quick.
No.
I was going to say we should check the food court.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never even French kissed anybody.
Oh, my God. Do you want to French kiss this guy?
No, I'm no. I am.
That would be like French kissing a teddy bear.
Take that.
See? I'll take that. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Isn't that the worst thing?
Why not?
Great Pacino.
Oh, I don't know.
Great Pacino, Jess.
I don't know.
Oh, and you know what?
And we have lost power.
We're still here,
folks. Oh, no, I hope
we
didn't lose. No, that it will still be on the card, right?
Yeah, I think so. Well, let's yell this into the computer. This is the end of the episode. And we love you guys.
Yay!
Wow, a couple of witches.
Yeah, really did something.